wanted to make zerime. So heimides, heimides became. Heimides became chemis. So the Gemara Daf Kuzay in Chum says that Vimnika became a mashkin. The Heinish in Yosimwe is a al mashkin. Yichnusu b'seche derech hanekev. Vihu godeu minekev shamashkim shebisechakli yeitzim berei. Oz botel miteraskli. Vinekle menu yodayim. Vafimu imu marzik rubis min hanekev olamak. So in other words, if a kelah, you need a kelah to pour water for the tefillah tzidachim. But if the kelah has a nekev, and the nekev is, if the nekev is so small, it's only meitzi mashke, but not kelis mashke, so then it is kosher on tefillah tzidachim. But if the nekev is large enough to be kelis mashke, so then it's possible on tefillah tzidachim. In other words, it doesn't have a shem kelah like on tefillah tzidachim, if the nekev is a nekev kelis mashke. So then he says, v'hanemilei, Vahanamile, there's the shita of the Rosh and the Balatrumo and the Tur. Vahanamile, Kishenetil derech piv limailo, Shemashin menon a nekev limailo in Hoshev kikli, Vinimtsu shin amayim boim al yodim in akli, Aval in natil derech a nekev shor, Kim shemarzik revis mimenu limat. So he says, Vahanamile, Kishenetil derech piv limailo. This is a kale. And suppose there is a nekev. There is a nekev here in the kale. This is the kale. And here there is a nekev. So it's possible. And this nekev is kikines mash. So the aloha is, you cannot use it for the tilasidai. So the mechaba says, that's only if you pour it from here. But suppose you manage to pour all the water not from the mouth of the kele, but from the nekev, so then it's kosher. As long as from here to here, from the shalayim, after the level of the nekev, a reviz can enter. Yes. That's the shite that the Mishchanoch paskens like that, the Mechabad Ramor, the pasken like that, and that's the shite of the Rosh, the Tur, and the Balatrumas. The shite of the Ramba, and of the smag is that not only can't you, if there is a nekev kikines mashke, so not only can't you pour the water through the mouth of the kele, but you can't even pour the water through the nekev. Now, what machlekes? So there is a fundamental machlekes between these Hashem. I mean, according to the Rosh, the Tur, and the Balatrumo, if a nekev is situated high in the David, so that a substantial quantity of water can be contained, so then we consider it as two kele, and as a lower level kele, and an upper level kele. It's two kele. In other words, the two kelim, the lower level kele and the upper level kele, happen to have the same shalai. But according to the Rosh and the Tur and the Balat Rumo, it's considered like two kelim, a lower level kele and an upper level kele. The lower level kele begins here by the shalai and it ends here. The upper level kele also begins here because it cannot begin here. Then it has no shalayim. What kind of a kele is it? So the upper level kele also begins here, but it ends here. So memele, a nekev is mafkia the chalishim kele. But the nekev, since we have two kele, a lower level kele and an upper level kele. So memele, the lower level kele ends here. So the lower level kele doesn't have a nekev. It's perfectly intact, without any holes. The upper level kele that begins here and then here has a nekev. So memele, if you pour through the mouth, then it is possible. The Rosh, the Tur, the Balatrumo, the Mechaber say then it is possible because then you pour it from the upper level kele, and that's a klishobo, the upper level kele. But if you pour it from here, so that's the end. This is the end of the lower level kele. So memele, you pour from it, if you pour the water from here, so then So then this nekev is considered like a tube, you know, just as you have. Rishonim say it's like a barze, just as you have in the tikkatels. So you have in the tikkatels, so you have the mouth of the tikkatel, and then you have a tube. So suppose you use the tikkatel to pour water on your hands when it was enough. And you pour it not through the mouth, but you pour it through the barze. So that's a Gemara Mefureshes in Chum, that you can pour if a kele has a barze, like a tikkatel. A ticket. So you can pour the water either way, either through the mouth of the kele or through the barze. So Memele, according to the Rosh and the Tur and the Sifrat Truma and the Mechaber, in such a case, if it's relatively high in the defen, it's two kelim, a lower level kele and an upper level kele. So Memele, so it all depends how you pour it. If you pour it like this, so you pour from the upper level kele. If you pour it from here, so you pour from the lower level kele. The lower level kele is a klisholim, is not a klisholim. This is the shite of the Rambam, the Rosh and the Tur. But the shite of the Smag and the Rashba and the Rambam is to the contrary. In other words, if it has a nekev that parcels it from the tilted dime, so not only is it possible with the tilted dime when you pour from the mouth, but even when you pour through the nekev. In other words, they reject this concept that if the nekev is high in the defen, so it's considered as a double kele, a lower level kele and an upper level. It's one kele. There are no two kele. So since it's one kele, so it's a klishomo, so it doesn't make any difference how you pour the water, whether you pour the water through the mouth, the pair of the kele, or through the neck. Now, I'm not going to discuss today the groan. The groan I'm not going to discuss. That will be the next year. Now, so Memele, the Rash. Now, let's see. What does the Rash say? There are three klolim in the Rash. So, the first klol in the Rash is that if the nekev is nisholayim, so even nekev mashu is mafkia the nekev. And if the nekev is low, relatively low in the deifen, so that it couldn't contain any water, so then it's mafkir the shem kele and it's the mayim is kosher that enter into it only if it's a substantial nekev. And then the third klal is that if it's relatively high in the defen, then even if it's a big nekev, so it still passes. Now, so in regard to the kashe of the mishnachem, the difference between the first klal and the second klal, that has to be explained. So the Mishnachem explains it on the basis. Of Vedrabba. All right, but that is an element of Deichak in it because Rishonim don't mention it. No Rish mentioned. Now there is a revival on that. On that din with the revival, the Rash can be explained. Now there is a Mishneh. There is a Mishneh in Paul. Perkei Mishneh Zayin. So it says like this: Asheki Shabisala, in Malim Bov, in Mikachim Bov, in Mazim Menu. You can turn to Miseches Paul. Perkei Mishneh Zayin. Asheki Shabisala, in Malim Bov, in Mikachim Bov, in Mazim Menu. In Tzrichot Tomit Posol, in Bisala Samik. Voice of Pleb Chibor Bisigu, Malim Bov, Mikachim Bov, Mazim Menu, Tzrichot Tomit Posol, in Bisala Samik. Why? Because it's a Kei. Nikvom Lomaton. Ufifokiko bismartut, hamayim shebiseicho psul, mipnei sheino nagulim kel. Minatzad ufkokiko bismartut, hamayim shebiseicho kshe, mipnei sheagulim kel. So the Mishnah discusses ligabi milu. Milu ligabi michatus. So it has to be a kele. If it doesn't have a shem kele on the contrary, so it's possible. It has to be nismal in kele. So suppose there is an ekev. Suppose there is an ekev in the kele, in the grounds, in the shulayim, and then he plugged it with the rag. So then he's memali the mayim chayim in that kele. So it's possible. Mipnei sheinu magurim kele. Now what does the Rabbi Batanora say? Mipnei sheinu magurim kele kelema shein kli misavim vazamayim. The nekev shall matom muvat le miteres kli. The stime shall smart to klumash vel kli. Aber kishe nekev nach tzad, yeish teres kli ova. Umikachin vimayim shebiseicho. Shari akli misavim vazamayim. So then it has a shankir. So according to many of the shayim, we are dealing, the Mishneh deals with the Nekev in the Kele, that is not so low in the deep. So in other words, even when the water leaks out, so there'll still be water left. So Memele, and this is what the Rosh says there, the Rosh in Perikei Bikri of Pore says, so Memele, even without this smartut, it's kosher. So why does he say? He says in his smartut because in the reishe where the nekev was in the ground in the shalai. So then he tells us that even though he plugged it, he blocked it with a rag. So he says it's possible. It's possible. So Mele, he also says, Ufkok kobismatut. But Enoch Name, since the Nekev is relatively high in the Deifen, and enough water remains below the Nekev, so without this smartut it will be kosher. Without this smartut kosher. I mean, of course, that will accord with the Shinis of Sheni. The Rosh, the Tur, the Balatrumo, that when you have a Nekev, high, relatively high in the Deifen, then it's considered as a double Kele. A lower level Kele and an upper level Kele. So the lower level Kele ends before the level of the Nekev. So up to the level of the Nekev, it's a Kele Sholem. So why couldn't why couldn't be used for Milu Mai? It's the water fills up the lower level Kele, not the upper level Kele. Alright. The Rambam. Here's another pshat. The Rambam, it's in Perek Vov of Hilchos Poor. Halacha Zayin. So let's see Halacha Vov in the Rambam, and then Halacha Zayin. Kli cheres sheniikav kekenis mashke, eni malin umkachin be, avol niikav kemeitzi mashke mikachin be. So the Rambam mentions when there is a bavkia de shem kele ligabi milu mechados, milu mayim for mechados to be mikadish the mechados only if the kli cheres is in nekev kekenis mashke, but if the nekev is so small it's only kemeitzi mashke. Then it's not mafkir de shem kele, so it's kosher. Ligami milchatus. So it's kosher ligami milchatus. Then Halacha Zayin mentions this mishnah in Perikei of Poor. Kli shenikav melamato. Here he doesn't say shenikav kikines mashke. So here he means even kimeitzi mashke. Because in Halacha Vov he says shenikav kikines mashke, and here he doesn't say. So that means kli shenikav melamato, even kimeitzi mashke. Kimeitzi mashke. Visotmei. So it's not mafkia de shem kele. Only a nekev kikenis mashke is mafkia de shem kele. But a nekev kimeitzi mashke is not mafkia de shem kele. So mele. So still, if it's nikav melamato in the shulayim itself, visotmei masmatutin is possible. Why does he have to be say simis matutin? Very simple reason. I mean, that's plain common sense. Because if you don't plug it with a rag, so the water will leak out. I mean, so how is he going? He will not manage to fill it up with water. No sooner as the water comes in, it will leak out. So in order to succeed in filling it up with water, he has to plug up the nekev. Even though the nekev is a very small nekif, it's not as large kikin as mashke. But as long as it's a nekif, he made a mashke, so every drop will leak out. So in order to prevent the leaking out, so he has to plug it up with a rag. So klisha nikaf milmato, that means the nekif of kimeitzi mashke. So if the nekif is so small, it's kimeitzi mashke, it couldn't be mafkia the shemkele on the basis of the nekif per se. That not only nekif ki kenis mashke can be mafkia the din kele on the basis of the nekif per se. But here it's kimeitzi mashke. We sotmi mismatu din possible. Why is it possible? After all, the shemkele is not poka. It's only a nekif kimeitzi mashke. So the Rambam says, "Shamayim sheboi einon al igul hakele, elu al apkak," because you have to be mimale the mayim. You have to be mimale the kele with mayim. So in other words, so the mayim have to rest on the kele, on the shuliyake. But if there is a nekev, suppose he wouldn't put his mouth. So, would the mayim remain in the shulah akela? No, it would leak out. But you did a trick. So in other words, you pushed in a piece of rag. So that prevents leaking out. So since the shulayim stand on the karka, so that mayim is considered to rest not on the shulayim, because there is no shulayim. You see, here is the shulayim. Here is the shulayim. So, and I fill it up with water. But I put in a rag here. I put in here a rag. So, the water rests. So, does it rest on the shulayim? There is no shulayim here. There is a hollow. But you put in the rag. And the shulayim is placed on the karka. So, that means that the water that is here on the rag is considered to be resting on the karka upon which the shulayim stand. That's why it is possible. Because you have to be mimale. This is what Ravel says. So you have to be mimale the kele with mayim. So what does it mean? Just mimale, just the mechanical act of pouring, it means it has to rest on the shulei kele. That's what milubikli means. Here, if you didn't plug it up with this smaltut, it would leak out. It doesn't leak out because there is a smaltut. And where is the smaltut placed? In the shulayim, on the karka. So mainly the mayim is considered to be noch, not on the shulayakli, but on the karka. That is only shayer if the nekev is in the shulayim itself. But if the nekev is in the deifen, even though it's low, relatively low in the deifen, but suppose you didn't have a smartut, so the water will come out, but where will it fall out first? In the avia, it will not. So the mele, it cannot keep it. So the mayim that is kept neged, that's smartut, is not considered to be noch and the karka. So it's considered to be noch in the kele. So mele, it's kosher. So mele, it's kosher. This is how Ravel will explain the Rambam. I mean, it's the plain pshat in the Rambam. There is no doubt about it. Now, so the mele, it can explain the Rash also. You see, insofar, what there are three klolim according to the Rash Gilsen Pshat in the Tisefet. So there are three klolim. The first klol is if there is a nekev in the shulayim itself, even if it's a nekev mashu, so the mayim is kosher. The mayim is natural. The second klol is if the nekev is in the deifen, relatively low in the deifen, so that it couldn't keep any water. It's so low that it couldn't even contain a drop of water. All the water will leak out. Gradually. So then, if it's a small nekev, so the mayim is possible. If it's a large nekev, shveras aneit, so then it's kosher. What's the difference? So the Mishnah is a kasher. What's the difference? If it is so low in the deifen that it couldn't keep the water, so it's like the shalayim. What's the difference? Oh, if so, the tiny of the Mishnah would be a strong tiny, according to Ravel's pshat in the Rambam. If the reason as to why, if the naked mashu is in the shulayim, the mayim becomes kosher because of a kosher tail. So then, the longness of the Mishnah Achreni would be sound longness. So what difference does it make? Monefshech, if a nekev mashu in the shalayim is mafkia in the shem keile, so a nekev mashu lo in the David should also be mafkia. What difference does it make? Where the nekev is situated. But as far as daf klash shem keile is concerned, so a nekev mashu is not mafkia in the shem keile, the shem kli kibble, even if it's in the shalayim, it's not mafkia in the shem keile. It's not mafkia in the shem keile. But, Why is Mayim, why do we say that Mayim, that enter a Kele, become Shol? Because they rest, because the Mayim rest in a Kele. But if Al-Bedin, it could be considered that the Mayim rest on the Karka, so then it's Mayim should be Karka. The Mayim were never rested in a Kele. When does it become Shol if the Mayim are not in a Kele? But just as Ravol explains the Rambam, why is it possible in Milu? Because by Milu, Maim Chaim Limechatos Limeporo, the requirement is that she should dafke be nismala in the Kele. So it dafke has to rest in the Kele. Not if it rests on the Karka, so then it's possible. So here, Shov is just the reverse. Because in order to be Shov, when is it Shov? If the Mayim rested in the Kele. But if the Mayim didn't rest in the Kele, because there is a Nekev in the Shalayim. So if the Nekev is in the Shalayim, so it will leak out. But you put in a rag. So Memele, but you can't say that the Mayim rests in the Kele. It rests on the Karke. It rests on the rag. And the rag is placed on the Karke. So Memele, the Mayim never rested in the Kele. The Mayim rest in the Karka. So even though they occupied space in the Kele, but they didn't rest in the Kele, they were not knock in the Kele, so it's not Shov. That's the pshat for the second part of the Shach. The Rash. Now, what is the third? What is the pshat in the third cloud of the Rash? Very simple. The Rash is in accordance with the Shite of the Rosh and the Tur and the Balatrumis and the Mechaber. So in other words, if a Kele, what does the Rash say? That if the Nekev is very high in the Deven, so it could contain a substantial quantity of water, even after all the water will leak out with the Nekev, there will still remain water beneath the level of the Nekev. So then even if the Nekev is a big Nekev, Kishveres Aneid, it still passes the Mayim that are there. So that's in accordance with the Shite of the Rosh and the Tur and Balatrumo. According to the Shite of the Rosh and the Tur and Balatrumo, that when the Nekev is situated, the Yom is considered Al-Bedin as a double Kele. A lower level Kele and an upper level Kele. An upper level Kele. So Mimele, the lower level Kele ends just beneath the Nekev. So Mimele, so the Shem Kele was poka from the upper level Kele. But from the lower level Kele, the Shem Kele was not poka. So Mimele, it's possible. It's very simple. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now, you should go over the Sugye Daf Kuv Zayin Chum. And look up the Tur, Simen Kuf Nun Tes in the Tur, and the Mechaber Siv Beis, and then you should go over also for next time the next Mishnah. So first we'll explain we'll try to explain the Shita Sakro. The Shita Sakro, there might be some difficulties in the Shita Sakro, there might be certain steer in the Shita Sakro. Alright, they'll try to explain the Shita Sakro, and then if we have time, we will start the fifth day. Briefly, I want to go over the Rash Pshat in Mishneh. Hasheki Shevisela, Bifirkeidim Sechaskor Mishneh, Bisham Pirashkir, Bichamo Yevinekev, Bichere Mashma Da Reishiko. Now, what does the Reisha say? Nikubu Melmato. That is reference to the question of Shov. So Mimele, we should take it for granted on the basis of the context of the Mishneh that when the Mishnah raises the question, v'chamo yei b'neked, kishveres hanei, so it also has reference to the question of shov, not to the question of viruv, mikvois. So that's what he says. V'chira mashna rei shikoi, kam v'inekel v'atam t'eskli, shal yisros amikun tamshi. Avul yem shalim akim, midima yisa lo ahid shekes yei. So then, because the Rash takes it for granted that if Kamo Yebineke Shveres Haneid has reference to Shov, so then the Omar Rabbi Yudah also has reference to Shov. And the Gemara in Yevomes mentions that in connection with Eruv Mikvois, Liinyan Tvilo Biseicha Sheikes, so Mimele, the Kamo Yebineke Shveres Haneid also must deal with Eruv Mikvois, not with Shov. Not with Shov. So, Avul Yev Shalema came. So according to the context of the Mishnah, when he says Lvishitas Masnisen, he means the context of the Mishnah. So it appears that V'chamo yei b'nekev, and mele ma'ise b'sheikes shehoyse b'Yerushalayim, both deal with the question of Shov. In other words, what does it mean? Not that the Tvilas HaKelim was done in the sheikes Yehu, but the Tvilas HaKelim of the Tares was done in the Mikveh, but there was a rock that adjoined the mikveh, and there was a nekef in that rock, and then water came into the rock, and then it was nimshach, it was channeled through the rock into the mikveh, and the Tvilas HaKelim was done in the mikveh. So the question that was inquired from Bishama and Bishilel was whether the mayim is kosher or the mayim is posel. Not the question was not whether you can be tevil inside the sheikes, but whether the mayim that were channeled through the sheikes into the mikveh, so were kosher or posel. So that's according to the context of our mission. In other words, so that means, and Tisefte, there is one Tane who applies the shiur of Shiferes Haneid ligabi Shov. If we say, like the Suki Yivomes, that Maise B'Sheikes Yehu doesn't deal with the question of Shov, Maise B'Sheikes Yehu deals with Eruv Mikvois, so Mimele V'Chamo Yibinekev Shiferes Haneid also deals with Eruv Mikvois. But, so the Mishnah doesn't mention, according to the Sugi Yivomes, the Mishnah doesn't mention that as far as the Psul of Shov is concerned, so Sheferes Haneid is a criterion. Only the Mishnah says that Sheferes Haneid is a criterion in determining Eruv Mikvois. But as far as the Psul of Shov is concerned, so even a small nekev, less than Sheferes Haneid, can be machshel mayim. So this is according to Sugi Yivomes, but according to the context of the Mishnah, it appears that v'chamo yei b'nekev kishveres haneid has reference to Shov. Mimele shekes yehu also has reference to Shov. So the Rash says it's tolo in the machlekes tanoim in the sefer. Uisef tenami kediyoi v'ayshure dishveres liyin shelo yifzeil. So, ligabei the psul of Shov, in order to be machshir the mayim, we don't need a big nekev like Shiveres Haneid. Even a nekev of a machshir will be machkia the din kele. Mimele, it will be machshir the mayim. So the pshat in the Mishneh, according according to the Sugi in Yevomes, and according to that Tana in the Tesefte, who says that in regard to show, so even my nekev mashu is machshad ma'im is mafkiyad din chalis din kele. So we made the pshat according to that Tana in the Tesefte, according to that Tana in the Tesefte. So in other words, who is that Tana in the Tesefte? That Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi. Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, halacha zu yireisi b'rei militar. So in other words, according to Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, so the pshat in the Mishnah is that u'peisles hamikvah. In other words, the sheikes is a keile, so any water that is channeled through the sheikes into the mikveh passes the mayim. Nikuvo milmato im natzad v'yachilu likavu mayim kol sheim is kshero. What kind of a nekev? Any nekev. Even kimachat. Kshero. Then the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yosi, the Mishnah starts discussing another question. Atkan, the union of show. Now the second half of the Mishnah that starts uivichama yir benekev. Kishveres aneid starts discussing another subject matter altogether. Yom mikvois. Vichama yir benekev kishveres aneid. It doesn't have reference to nikuva milmato imratzat. It doesn't have reference because in the key in respect to show, so if it's nikuvo milmato b'mashu or iminatzad v'yichil nikabu mayim kol sheim a nekev mashu, so it's already kshero. It's mafkia the chaleis din kele. Then the Gemara, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi, the Mishnah starts discussing another question. I mean, this is and the sugi and the yivomes is in accordance with Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi. This is what he means. Now, but then the question arises, but he mentions that he's sefte, and according to this he's sefte, so even Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, he only says that the nekev of mashu is machshu d'mayim, if the nekev of mashu is situated in the shulayim itself. But in the nekev of mashu is situated in the deifen, even though it's very low in the deifen, that in the yechel kabel mayim kol show, then it puzzles the mikveh. Unless the nekev is a big nekev, kishver asanei. So then the question arises, so how can, even according to Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, how can we explain the Mishnah? He says the sugi yivomes is in accordance with Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi. All right, but how can we explain the Mishnah? The Mishnah, according to Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, and according to the sugi yivomes, so this Mishnah consists of two parts. The first part, the first step of the Mishnah, discusses show, and then the Mishnah starts discussing the union of Eruv Mikvois. Where does the Mishnah start discussing Eruv Mikvois? V'chamo yiyeh benekev. So you can visualize as if there is a Mishnah Vav. Suppose as if it had been, it's not Mishnah Vav, but I mean as if it had been Mishnah Vav. So let's say when upeitel samikve nikubal matim natzav nichil kabal mayim kol sheim kshel. That's the end of Mishnah Hay. And then starts Mishnah Vav, V'chama yiyeh benekev. I don't mean that it's Mishnah Vav, but this is how we have to imagine it. So V'chama yiyeh benekev starts discussing another Indian, Eruv Mikvois. So then the Pshat, then it follows from the Mishnah, U'peis les hamikveh. Now in the Kubo Milmato, so according to Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, mean so even a nekev of mashu. So memele oy min atzad v'nichil kabel mayim kol sheim also means a nekev mashu because that's inconceivable. I mean that nikuvo milmato so it's a nekev of mashu is kshero and min atzad v'nichil kabel mayim kol sheim only a nekev of shiveres aneid. I mean so the ikar is also not saying that. So, but the question is, but this Monef Shach, if he says that the sugi yivomes is in accordance with Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, so then, but Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, and according to this Mishnah, alibi the sugi of the yivomes, so the Mishnah says that vis-a-vis the psul of Shov, so any nekev is machshe, bein milmato, bein min atzad, and yechel kabel mayim kol sheim. But in the Sefer of Lezer Rabbi Yitzchak says that only in Nekev Nishalayim itself, in Nekev Mashu, in the Nishalayim itself is Machshia. But in Nekev Mashu, in less than Shveres Aneid, in the David, even though it's in Yochil Lekabu Mayim Kolchu, then it passes, unless the Nekev, it'll only be kosher if the Nekev is Shveres Aneid. So we have to say that according to the Rash, even though I mean the Rash, well, is the Derech of the Rash altogether, in general, I mean, to say much, I mean, so a lot is left unsaid. But the Pshat in the Rashi is, the Pshat in the Rashi is that in this Tisefte there are three Tanoim, according to the Rashi. In this Tisefte there are three Mandomas. Now, Kastelin HaMechalik Mayim B'Kochit Imo Yunokov Kishveres Aneid in Peisles HaMikve Vimlav Peisles HaMikve. This is the Tanekam. And the, according to the context of the Mishneh, so the context of the Mishneh is in accordance with the Tanakam, according to the context of the Mishneh. So the Mishneh is in accordance with Tanakam. Now Tanakam doesn't make any distinction between Matom and Atzad. He doesn't make any distinction whatsoever. He puts down a general rule that Kastelin Amechalik Mayim Bekrochin Imo Yonokel Kishveres Aneid Ein Peisles HaMikve. But if it's less than Shveres Aneid, it passes the mikveh. Whether it is Minatz Dodin or it is Limato, so it passes the mikveh if the Nekev is only a small Nekev, less than Shveres Aneid. That's the Shite of Tanakam. Then he says, Halochezu olu oleo bnei azye, sholish regolim liyavne, viregol shlishi yichshiru elayen, afilu nokov kemachat. Omar Blazab Rabyesi Halochezu Iresi Birei Militar. So that's then the second time is Rablazab Rabyesi. And Rablazab Rabyesi is Machshia, a Nekev Mashu. With the Nekev Mashu, according to Rablazab Rabyesi, a Nekev Mashu is Machshia the Mayim. Bein Milmato, Bein Minatzat. Bein Minatzat. Of course, only if the Nekev Natsad, it's Yechil Lekabu, it ain't Yechil Lekabu Mayim Kolshu. If it's Yechil Lekabu Mayim Kolshu, so then no Nekev. So no Nekev will be Machshia. Even the biggest Nekev will not be Machshia. Because then we'll consider it as a double Kele, a lower level Kele, an upper level Kele. So we're not talking about, according to the Rash, we're not talking of the case where it's Yechil Lekabu Mayim Kolshu. Because if it's Yechil Lekabu Mayim Kolshu, so the Shita of the Rosh and the Tur and the Balatrumeis and the Psak of Mechaber and Simen Kufnetes then we consider it as a double Kele and lower level Kele and upper level Kele. So no matter how large the Nekev is, it can be even more than larger than Shveres Aneid. It can be Kimetzelimim. It can be, I mean, very large. It can be very large. So we only say that what becomes, what is the Shem Kele is Poka from the upper level Kele, but from the lower level Kele, the Shem is not Poka. So we're not dealing with the Nekev Natsad, where it's Mikabu Mayim Kolshu. So we are dealing in Nekev Natsad, that is any Mikabu Mayim Kolshu. So then the Tanakame says, that a small Nekev cannot be Machshad Mayim, even if it is Mishalayim. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's Minatzat or Minashalayim, even if it's Minashalayim. So a small Nekev is not Machshad Mayim. That's Tanakame. Then Rablezer Barabiesi says that Bein it is Minashalayim, and Bein it is Minatzat, but very low in Minatzat, that any Yochel Lekabel Mayim Kolshu, so all the water will leak out. So Bimele, even with the Nekev Mashu, it cannot be considered to have a Chalei Shem Tlikibu. Because all the water will leak out. So Mele does not have a Chalei Shem Klei Kibul, according to Rabbi Yisi. So in both situations, in Nekev Mashu, Bein in the situation of Shulayim, Bein in the situation of Natsad, Eino Yechil Lekabul Mayim Kolshu. So a Nekev Mashu is Machshon. Then he says, Uchshebos Yeitzel Chaveirai, Omri Li Yofi Yoneiso. Bamed vorim amurim min atzad Aber mit Mato in die Beizel ist am Mikve. So who made the distinction between Minatzad in Yechilik Abu Mayim Kolchu and Shalayim, the Chaverim of Rav Lezer Rav Yehesi? But Rav Lezer Rav Yehesi himself didn't make this distinction. So we have three Tanoim, three Shittas. The Shitta of the Tanakame, the Shitta of Rav Lezer Rav Yehesi, and the Shitta of the Chaverim of Rav Lezer Rav Yehesi. And according to the Rash, so according to the context of the Gemore, according to the context of the Mishneh, according to the context of the Mishneh, so this Mishneh, according to the Mishneh, so the Chamuyei Bineke has reference to Shoruv, and it says Kishveres Aneid. That means that even in the Shalayim, if the Nekev is less than Shveres Aneid, it's not Machshir Demayim. That's in accordance with the view, the Shiteh of the Tanakame. And the Sugya in Yevomes is in accordance with the view of Rav Lezer Rav Yehesi, not in accordance with the view of the Chaverim of Rav Lezer Rav Yehesi. So we have to say that according to the Rashi, there are three mandalas, and the Mishneh can only be explained, the Mishneh can be explained either in accordance with the view, the Shiteh of the Tanakame, and that's how it is according to the context of the Mishneh, or it can be explained in accordance with the view of Rav Lezer Rav Yehesi, and that's how it is according to the Sugya in Yevomes. According to the Sugya in Yevomes, but not in accordance with the view of the Chaverim of Rav Lezer Rav Yehesi. So, according to the Sugya in Yevomes, the Pshat in the Mishneh is as follows: Nikubo milmato imnatzad. Even a nekev masho, whether it's in the shulayim or minatzad, ain't yechil lekavu mayim kol shehu. So the mele, he doesn't have a chalishem klei kibul, because what does klei kibul mean? That it can contain water. How can it contain water? If it has a nekev, even a nekev kimeitzi mashke. So slowly, every drop will leak out. But what did you do? You plugged it with this leg. So that doesn't mean that just because you plugged it with the leg, that the keila has a chalishem klei kibul. It's not that the keila has a chalishem klei kibul. The kibul consists of the leg. The leg was the mikabel, not the keila itself. So the mele, according to Rav Lezer Rav Yehesi, if there is any nekev in the shalayim, even the smallest nekev, what's the smallest nekev? Meitzi mashke. So, the smallest nekev, a nekev of meitzi mashke, so, for which every drop will ultimately leak out, so the mele is machshir demayim. Whether the nekev is in the shalayim, or low in the deifen, v'ein yechil lekabel kolshu. That's the pshat of the Mishneh, according to Rav Lezer Rav Yehesi, and according to the Tanakame, so, and according to the context of the Mishneh is saying, V'chamo yehei binekev, ki shishver asaneit. So the, what does it mean? That when is the mayim becomes kosher, when is the din keile poka, only if the nekev is shver asaneit. But if it's a small nekev, less than shver asaneit, even if it's in shalayim, so it's still possible. But the question is, why should it be possible? Why should it be possible? After all, here it's what puzzles it? The clay kibble, the fact that it was contained in the clay kibble. But if it has a nekev, even though it's less than shver asaneit, so it cannot be mikabel. The answer is, we are definitely dealing with the case where he plugged it with his mouth or to something. Something that the Alpidin is not seisim. There are certain things that are seisim the nekev. So then it's considered as if it has no nekev. But if you plug it with his leg, so then Alpidin, it's not seisim. It's not seisim the nekev. If it's not seisim the nekev, so mele, it's considered, so even though it's not seisim the nekev, but as long as it enables the plugging it with the smart hook enables the water to stay there, to stay there, so the mele itezi halishem plikim. Itezi halishem plikim. In other words, everybody will agree. Suppose you have a kele, the tezi nekev. The nekev is less than baratari. And then, at the bottom, it has a nekev. Because if you didn't plug it with the rake, and it cannot keep even for a split second the water, but it's some melee, it's not shove. Shove means that it was contained for one moment in the water. So when does the Tanakhama say that if the nekev is less than shveras aneid, so then it passes the mayim that go through it. If he managed that the water should be contained, let's say he plugged it with his mouth, but his mouth is not a dover asesi, but it still enabled the water to be contained there. So melee, if the nekev is less than shveras aneid, according to nekame, so it becomes shove. But suppose he didn't plug it with his mouth, then it's mistaka that it will not become possible. Because in what way is it different than a tzinia that is open on both sides? If water goes to a tzinia that is open on both sides, so it doesn't become shove. Why? Because there was no kibble. So here too, there was no kibble. So when does the Tanakhama say that it does become shove as long as the nekev is less than shveras aneid, if he plugged it with his mouth? So even though his smartut is not a dovra seisei, because if it had been a dovra seisei, so even if the nekev had been kishifera saneid, it would be considered as if it has no nekev. But even though it's not a dovra seisei, but since the water was contained there, can be contained there, so the mele, it becomes shum. All right. Now, this is the shite of the Rash. Now, last time, I went over the Gro, and the Hagoyes Gro, so it's my friend, let's see the Hagoyes Gro. Vim lach peisles amikve, bamed vor mamule min atzad, avom mato in a peisles amikve. Haloche zu olu alao, now, let's just go over, understand the Gro, without taking notice of the Peo Shagro in the second. Let's forget it. I mean, that the Peo Shagro is to the contrary. But without taking notice of the Peo Shagro, what's the plain pshat in the Gro? Vim lav peisel samikvi. So what do you mean, vim lav peisel samikvi? So, imo yoneke vresaneid in peisel samikvi, vim lav peisel amikvi. If the nekev is less smaller than shveras aneid, so then the mayim become shove. Bamed vorm amurim according to Yosef Gro. Bamed vorm amurim that if the nekev is smaller than shveras aneid, so then the mayim that enter the castling, so become shove. If the nekev, the small nekev, is minatzat. Avol mimato, the small nekev, less than shveras aneid, is mimato. So then it's machshad amayim. Enil peisles amikve. Halochezu, olu olu odne azye gimu rigovim liyavne. Liregul gimu, hichshiru lohem, afilu nokuv kemachat. So in other words, according to the Rash Girse, so there are three tanoim. According to the Gro's Girse, there are no three tanoim. You don't have more than two. So, only two tanoim. All right, so then he says, so, b'med vo amor min atzad, avol mil mato in ipeis les hamikve. So, he, mate, haloch ezu olob ne bazi, kim rigon v'yav no egelach, v'shirulu enaf lo nokov kimachat. What it mean, kina, knof kimachat, if it is, b'shulay. Omer ablezi, omer ablezi b'rabi eisi, haloch ezu ereisi b'rei militaro, v'shabos eitz chavere, omer yof ereiso. V'imo yom ikabe ukochu, so the Pashtus Aloshin of the Gro here is and the Pashtus Haloshen of the Girsim the Tisefte, without taking notice of the Perush HaKol, is then that when the Kro says Vimhoyo Mikabel Kol Shehu Mina Nekev Ulemato, is Pesel Samikve. Pesel Samikve. What does it mean? It's Pesel the Mikve. It's Pesel the Mikve. If the Nekev is less than Shver Sanit, because the Kro didn't even mention a Nekev that is as larger than Shver Sanit, as large or larger than Shver Sanit. All that was discussed here is a Nekev that is smaller than Shver Sanit. So then he said that the Nekev that is smaller than Shver Sanit passes the Mai, if it is Matzad. But if it's in Mato, it doesn't pass the Mai. So then it says, when does it pass the Mai? Only if it's Mikabel Kolshu. Then it passes the Mai. If it's Mikabel Kolshu, Mina Nekev Ulemato, and it's less than Shver Sanit, so it passes the Mai. Mashenke, if it is Shver Sanit, or larger than Shver Sanit, so even though it's Mikabel Mayim Kolshu, So it doesn't pass on the mikveh. It doesn't pass on the mikveh. And this is how it is understood, that according to the Kro here, that the Kro is chilek on the Rash, according to the Rash. So, according to the Rash, so if the Nekev, if it's Yochel Likabel Mayim Kolcho, so Memele, even a large Nekev will still pass on the Mayim. Because the Rashi is in accordance with the Shita of the Rosh and the Tur and the Vlad Rumeis, that when a Kele has a Nekev, so it's possible until it's a dying, only if you pour the water through the mouth of the Kele. But if you pour the water through here, not through the mouth of the Kele, so then if you pour the water, not through here, so then it is kosher until the time. Why? Because they hold that when a kele has a nekev high in the level, so then alpidin it's considered as a double kele, a lower level kele and upper level kele. The lower level kele starts here and ends here. The upper level kele starts here. They both, the two kelim have the same ground, the same shalayim. But the upper level kelim starts here, the shalayim, and it ends here. So memele, that's why the balatrumo and the rosh and the tur and the mechaba say, so if you pour the water from here, so then the water comes through the upper level kelim too. But if you pour through the nekev, so then the water comes only out from the lower level kelim. It doesn't come out. You don't pour it out of the upper level kele. So mele, it's a klisholim. The lower level kele is a klisholim. The upper level kele is a klisholim. Alright, that's the Rashi. And many who write Tamikvois, so they understand that the Kro is chilik and the Rashi. And they mention they tie the Messiah to it because the Kro is Lishitosa. Because and that thing that is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, if he pours it from here, but if he pours through here, so then shore kiv shemarzik revis menu lamato. As long as between here and here it's marzik revis. So in other words, if he pours it through the nekev, So that means he pulls it from the klisholim. He doesn't pull it from the klisholim. In other words, that we consider it as a double kele, a lower level kele and an upper level kele. The grow is chelik, because the smag and the smak and the rashbo, they are chelik. And they say that if it has a nekev kikenis mashke, kikenis in not just kimeitzi mashke, but kikenis mashke, so then if it has a nekev, where is the shear of kikenis mashke mentioned? Ligabi kabbalas tumi. So it lichares. The halacha is ikhlecheres can only be mekabel tumah if it has a kibbul. If it doesn't have a kibbul, it's not mekabel tumah. So if the klicheres is miyuchet l'mashkin, and it has a nekev, kikenis mashke, then it's not mekabel tumah. If the klicheres is miyuchet l'ichlim, so only if the nekev is kimeitzi zayis, so it's pokad at kabbalas tumah. But if the klicheres is miyuchet, is used for mashke, so then, for containing a mashke, so even a smaller nekev than meitzi zayis, just kikenis mashke, is mafkia the din tumi. So the smag and the smak and the rashbo and the ramba, they are chilek on this din. And it's interesting that the mechaber here doesn't even mention the Rambam Shiti. The Rambam Shiti, paskens like the Balatrumo and the Tur and the Rosh. But according to the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Smag and the Smak, so if the Nekev is a Nekev Kikinis Mashke, then it cannot be used for Nitilas Yadayim, even if he wants to pour the water to the Nekev. Not only if he wants to pour the water to the mouth of the king. So some who wrote Amikvois, so they say that the gross Girse here is Lishitosek. So in other words, the gross is Machria like the Rashbo, the Rambam, the Smag. So what is the Gros Shite? Here in the Beir Agro, and that's it. So what is the Gros Shite? He rejects this concept that when a Nekev is high in the level of the David, so then it's considered like a double Kele, a lower level Kele, and an upper level Kele. We cannot consider it as a double Kele, it's one Kele. So Mimele sins, and in the upper level, each of all. So in the lower level, it's also considered a klisho. Well, we don't have to kill it. You don't have to kill it. So Mimele, that's why the Gros. So some assume that this is the reason as to why the Gros says, Bamed vorem amurim min atzad. Avol mimato. So then, if it's minatzad, so it's small nekev, pasels the mai. Avol mimato, so it's small nekev, is machshe the mai. So then he says, "V'im hoyo mikabel kolchu min hanekev ulemato peisles hamikve." In other words, when we say that a small nekev passes the mayim in the daven, so it only passes the mayim if it is mikabel kolchu min hanekev ulemato. But if it is not mikabel kolchu min hanekev ulemato, then it doesn't pass the mikve. So then it's like Shulayim itself. So it comes like, so then the Shittas Agro, I mean, that's the Pashas Aloshin of the Beir Agro tends to indicate that way. So then the Shittas Agro is just the reverse of the Rash. Because according to the Rash, so according to the Chaverim of Rabbi Yesi, so we have three klal. In other words, if in the Shulayim, so then in Nekev Mashu is Mashu. If it's in the Deifen, but low in the Deifen, it's not Mikabel Mayim Kolchu, so then only in a Nekev Kishveres Aneit is Machshir. And if it's high in the Deifen, that it is Mikabel Mayim Kolchu, so then even the biggest Nekev is not Machshir. Why? Because we consider it as a double Kele. So then we consider the lower level Kele, we still consider as a klisholi. So Mimele, the mayim is contained in the low level kele, so it becomes post. What is a kule in itilas yadayim is a chumre ligabi mikvois. There's a rashi. So many assume that the gro is chelik, and according to the gro, so if it is in the shulayim, and low in the deifen, so then it has the same din as it has the same din as in Shulayim itself. So in Nekev Mashu is mafkia the din shol, is machshe the mai. But if it is high in the Deifen, so then a Nekev Mashu is not Machshavamai. A Nekev Mashu is not Machshavamai. But a Nekev as large as Shver HaSaneid is Machshavamai, even if it is high in the Deifen. Why? Because the Kodesh does say, because he doesn't agree in Simen Kofnintes, he doesn't agree with the Shite of the Rosh and the Tur and the Baal Truma. That would be all very fine. I mean, so then it would match. But the problem is that the Gro in his Perush says the same thing as the Rash. He says the same thing as the Rash in his Perush. Vim hoyo mikabel kolshu in the Beirago. Vim hoyo mikabel kolshu. Pirish koya im yeish bei nekev min atzat. Da filu im hoyo nokov kishiferes aneid. But as long as it's mikabel mayim kolshu, so even if the nekev is kishiferes aneid, so it's namepos. Da filu namepos. So it's like the Rash. But the question is, how can he say that here, that if the Nekev is high in the day? In other words, that it can the it's Mikabel Mayim culture beneath the Nekev. So it's high in the day then. So then even if the Nekev is Kish Miferes Aneid, so it's also possible. But that would be in accordance with the Shita of the Rosh and the Tur and the Baal Truma. That when you have a Nekev high in the Deifen, so then it's considered as a double Kele. But the Gro is Chelik and the Mechaber's Psak. He passes like the Rambam and like the Smag and Smak and the Rashbo, that we don't consider it as a double Kele. It's one Kele. Now, if it's one Kele, so why does he say that if Mikabu Maim Koshu, Koya in Yehu Nekev Natsad, that filu im hoyo nokuf kish miferes aneid is name possible. So I saw someone, I don't remember where I saw it, maybe in the Paradise, I don't know, the second Sefer HaMikrois, someone. So he said that the pshat in the Bir HaGro is pirish koya im yesh b'nekev natzad, that filu im hoyo nokuf kish miferes aneid name possible. It means, even though it was much larger than the Nekev Machat culture, but almost the Shiveres Aneid, but not Shiveres Aneid Mamish, so then it is possible. Why did he say? But of course, it's a Deichak. And as far as the Agoyes Agro here is concerned, you can very well explain it in accordance with the Bir Agro. Of course, without the Bir Agro, I would also say that the Gro means that when he says, Vimoyim Kabul Koshu Min HaNekev Volimato, is spaceless a mikveh, he means a small nekev. But it can well be explained, especially the Agoyes HaGro, who is so brief, I mean, and he leaves most of what he has in mind unsaid. So it could very well be that when the Gro says, Mimoy mikabel, kol shu min hanekev ulimato, spaceless a mikveh, he means as the Rash. In other words, if it's mikabel kol shu, so even a large nekev is mikveh. The Pashtus Haloshen tends to indicate the other way. But we can very well explain it, that this is what it means when we kabel koshum na nekev ulmato peisles hamikveh, in order to reconcile it with the Bir HaGro. But why did he resort to this deichek and say that filu im nekev kishveres aneid, it means, in other words, that even if it was much larger than kimachat, and if it was almost kishveres aneid, so it's also possible. But if it's mamish shveres aneid, or larger than shveres aneid, then it's kosher. Why? Because otherwise the gross shita here would be in conflict with the gross shita in Simen Kufnuntes. I understand that's the reason. But this is a deichak, I mean, that's the usual expression to Shveres Aneid. Shveres Aneid means, because we don't have an actual Shveres Aneid. Shveres Aneid really means that you use the diameter, something like that. But we don't have an actual Shveres Aneid, so it means the size of Shveres Aneid. The size of Shveres Aneid. So the Gro Shita here and the Bir HaGro is definitely, definitely I mean, not. Is definitely that if there is a nekef, that if the nekef is high in the daven and it's mikabel mayim kocho, so then even the largest nekef will not be machshe the mayim. So that could be explained in accordance with the shite of the Rosh and the Tulna Bar Truma. But how can it be explained in accordance with the shite of the Gro in Simon Kuflantes? But when you go through the Gro, so we don't have to resort to this leichek, that when the Gro says kishi feras aleit, it means even though it's much larger than machat, and it's almost shiferas aleit. So it is possible. But if it is shiferas aleit mamesh or larger than shiferas aleit, then it is kosher. That's a leichek. Now, so the question is, how can we reconcile the shite sakro here with the shite or the Gro in Simon Kuflantes? Now let's see what the Gro says in Simon Kuflantes. Now, so in order to study the Gro, we have to go over. I asked you to go over the two in Simon Kuflantes. I didn't know this. So it's larger than Meitzi Mashkin. The smallest nekev that is mentioned in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Hei. Hei Midas Bichlicheres. So the smallest nekev is Meitzi Mashkin. It's Meitzi Mashkin. So if it is a nekev of Kenes Mashke, and that's larger than the Meitzi Mashkin, nekev of Meitzi Mashkin. So Vu Godel Menekev Shah Mashkin Psehakli Yeitzi Bey. Oz Potel Metiraskli. Ve Neitel Menel Yedai. Va Filo Imarzik Rivis. Me Anekev Volmata. Ve Hanem Mile Shenetil Derach Piv Limayo. Di Mashe Limeno Me Anekev Volimayo. Eine Choshev Kikli. Ve Nimtso Shein Amayim Boim Al Yodim Akli. Avol Im Neitel Derach Anekev Shot. Kim Dez Roshidi. Actually, this halacha that if a kele has a nekev as large as a kele smashke, so then it's possible to say is a gemore in chulin daf kuf zayin. But now, what's the significance of the nekev kikinis mashke? Where do we find that shield? So we find that legabe kapolas tume in connection with the klechares that is miyuchet lemashke. So then it's mafki at kapolas tume if the nekev is kikinis mashke. But if the klechares is miyuchet leichlin, so then a small nekev like kikinis mashke is not mafki at kapolas tume. Only a larger nekev like meitzi's eyes. If the nekev is so large that an olive that you put in that kele will fall out. So then, if it's Kemeitzi's eyes, so then it will bafkir kabolas tume from a klecheres that is miyuchad leich. Now, so the shita of the smak. So according to the Rosh and the Tur and the Balatrumo, this, when the Gemara says, that nekev kikin is mashki, so is possible until the Sedayim, the Gemara has reference to any kele, even if the kele is miyuchad leich. But if you want to use it until the Sedayim, and it has in ekev kikines mashke, so mele it's possible until the Sedayim. Even though that nekev is generally, that kele is generally used to keep eichlim therein, but since you want to use it for Nitilas Yadayim, so then it is treated like vis-a-vis Nitilas Yadayim. After all, what do you pour from Kele for Nitilas Yadayim? You don't pour olives, you pour water. So Mele, even though that Kele is used all the time, every day and every night to contain Eichlin, but right now, The kavone of the person is to use it to pour water, so mele, its status is determined by the laws that apply to a kele that is miyuchad l'mashe. That's the shite of the Rosh and the Tur and the Batur. The smak is chel. Because of the smak, she mirde lizeisim teras priyom umuda little memo im yazik reviz achi inokiv kimeitziz az. So he says, the smak shite is that if the kele that he wants to use l'tila sedayim is generally miyuchad, so then, even though it has a negative kines mashke, it can still be used until it's yadayim. Because the important thing is whether it has a halisha kele legili kabbalah stumi. So mele, if it has a halisha kele legabi kabbalah stumi, so it has a halisha kele legabi until it's yadayim. We have shalich halik. Davke li yentume meil yichud lizeisim. אבל היא נטילה ששיעור בכנס משקה כאילו שנית בזה השיעור אין חושב את כתו. So in other words, the tour rejects the sheet of the smack and they agree to the sheet of the rosh. Then it starts discussing another thing. שבא כלי, אוי כלי שולי, אוי אפילו עם מרזיק רביס, אם אני יוכל עמי, does anyone have EI too?
Yes.
Okay, I know. Maybe you'll be able to solve the problem. I don't know. You have to shuffle the pages here. All right. Shevakli, or Igli Sholim, Afilo Imarzik Revis, Imen Yochel Amid Al Atzmei, Beloi Sheyis Michu, Einikli, Hilkach, Meguf Aschovye, Sheyichado, Enedlu Mem, Avo Imskineno, Yechil Amid Ma'atzmu Kabo Revis, Nedlu Mem. Right now, then, klishet chilas tikuni kach shem yirch lami b'ismicho v'mishtam shem v'ismicho chosh shabba kli. Kosav adin yor ovi oza. Klishu umoli nikovi mitachto. Upif tzal lemayla. Uch shem liya chodum et zboi olof in amayim yeitzi. Uch shem isire amayim yeitzi mutal mitlmenu. Afal pishin marzi klum. Kibim shosu lkabolo bin yze. Vize yikat ashmishe niko kli. Vliyite mayim chavire b'chof meshenit mekli. Kosav aram. Oh, here is the Kosovo Rambam. Kosovo Rambam. Kli shenishba shviram terase miditumo. Einet lemenu yodai. Mipnei shu sheva kli. Vitzorich sheyoveyu hamayim mikei achodom. Deloik aloch es deles. Shekosu shemut al hat vil yodo bikli. Domer afo pehaya avisi de loye en itumen ladaim persina shedil maim na yeir vishifrim bay. Vunim shemen lahash ke soda inol yoch lasi yok lisiche. Ki shekalchu hamayim alayim shlose miki agavre shekva posa ki yachashiv lich. Veim adbun be yadaim pir shemi bibilon bisiche. Vichosh et tvila litaro miki yach tvila di shuvime. Vimikar vjodo mikar vidavre pir shekir vjodo vimkeim shvich haskli vamayim boi miki yachrishin shalashif yach al yodo vshapotam. ואם בוזי הדברה בכנס משקה, פירו שיש בנקף מאחירוב, בכנס משקה. ובעיד ששפר דרך פיו לצינה מקלח מאחירוב ליעיר, מדבילם בי הידיים. פירו שוטר מקייח תבילה תחשיבה כלידבילם ביעיר. דמיציק זה מחבר הכלי ליעיר, מוחשיב המים של ציניה, וחופור מהעיר, וחושב כל מדבילם ביעיר עצמו. אף על גב דמיציק הזה, וחושב חיבלים תבילה. חוב יש שיש בי... That's all I needed to. Now, let's look into the Beirago. Avolim deitul derech hanekev. In Siv Beis, in Siv and Kufintes, the Beirago. Kmoi bebarze. Ufima shekosavti bisipei, ein rai mebarze. V'chim otzosi. What barze? Barze means, Gemara mentions barze. Barze is like a ticket. So you have the mouth of the ticketle, and then you have a tube that comes out. So the Gemara says that if you have such a kale like a ticketle, so you can pour on the hands in two ways. Either through the mouth, or through the tube. Through the tube. So Mamela, they say that if you have an ekev, so even though it passes the kele, but if you pour, so it's only possible to say die if you pour from here. But if you pour through here, it is kosher to say die, because then it's like bars. But of course, in Deime, there is not. It's not a good analogy, because bars is not an ekev. This is how the kele was constructed. Mashenkin here, it's an ekev, so it could be considered as a sheva kele. All right. ואין ראי מבארז, ובכי מוצוס מבח, ואין ראה שפרקם ידיים, תבקי יש המול ימות מידיים ושנות מהסילה, שיהיה בקבולס רבי יש יודף תארץ. ורבי יסי מה יודף תמי, סמידי רבי יסי שנביא החובי מבירקו בנצל יודו ותל יודו שתארץ. תבקי יש המול ידס לתי פורטן פורס, שאוסו בי סדק, ויוצא המים, ואין החקי החיש, אחר אף כוס, וסוגי דוס עם רבי יסי, כאן עם רבי יסי. And the... Avor, Oh, vidas mag, that's the important part. Vidas as mag, vagois maimen, da filu derech haneke posa. Ki she nikav vikeles mashke, u vimeitzi mashke, oz muta derech haneke. Kein kosa vas mag. Vikosa av de beir de lizeisin, davke du nikav kemeitzi zayis, avu pochas mika muta, little derech haneke, imarzik rubiz. Mishom olomato. Vaim besiose, vichinu divra rambam. מי שנשבע שומר המטרוס אם נטומה עיני תלמנו ידיים וכי משמע בתירס הבית ואין תזו מוג לעבור anyway he mentions here and then he's מכריע like the smag like the rambam like the rashbo he's חלק על הפסק ומחבר but he mentions the very shit is the problem so he mentions the smag the two sides and then he mentions the shit of the smag the shit of the smag the shit of the smag is the smag You see, the smack on one hand is machmir neged shiras rosh, on the other hand he is making neged shiras rosh, because according to the smack, you see what Mrs. Cotton. So if he uses a kele that is miyuchad leichlin, so then he can use it l'intilas yadayim, even if it has a bigger nekev than kenes mashke, as long as it doesn't have a nekev, it means his eyes. But the smack, he is the biggest machmir. He is machmir in all ways. So the smack says like this. There are two kinds of nekoma. There is one nekev kimeitzi zayis, and there is another nekev that is kikenes mashke. So if the nekev is kimeitzi mashke, that's the smallest nekev. Let's demonstrate it with a very small nekev. So if the nekev is just kimeitzi mashke, not kikenes mashke, so then it's already possible until you die according to the smack. If the kele has the smallest nekev, kimeitzi mashke, so it's possible until you die. But if the nekev is only kimeitzi mashke, then according to the smag, it's only possible until you die if you pour it from the mouth. You can't pour it this way. But if you want to pour it with that small nekev, one will have a difficult job to pour water through such a small nekev, but he'll be able to do it. It'll take him a long time. But if he wants to pour it through the nekev itself, then it'll be kosher. But medvom amurim, if the nekev is only kimeitzi mashke, but if the nekev is kikenes mashke, so then it's possible not only to pour it through the mouth, through the peh, but even to pour it through the nekev. That's what. And the Gro appears to agree with the shita of the smag. He appears to agree with the shita. So we have to understand the smag. What is it? Monefshech. The shita of the Rosh and the Tur and the Balat Trumo is based upon the premise. It's based upon the premise that when you have a nekev high in the Deifen, so then it's considered like a double kele, a lower level kele, an upper level kele. So the smag is chelik. But how do we know that the smag is chelik? Because the smag says that if the nekev is kikinis mashke. And even though it is high in the Deifen, it is high in the Deifen, and it is mazik reviz beneath the level of the nekev, so you cannot pour the water even through the nekev. So that's a raye that he rejects this concept that where a nekev is high in the Deifen, so it's a double kele. It's one kele. Now, if it's one kele, and the shite of the smag is that even a smaller naked thinking is mashke. Meitzi mashke also passes the kele ligabi nitras yadayim. So why does he say that if the nekev is only kemeitzi mashke, then it is possible nitras yadayim only when you pour the water to the mouth? But if you pour the water through the nekev that is meitzi mashke, then it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Why? Because a nekev meitzi mashke is insignificant. So then it should be mutea to pour the water through the mouth too. To the mouth of the kele, but to the mouth not. So apparently, ligabi nitilas yadayim. So it is considered a kli shavu even if the nekef is only kemeitzi mashke. So why is he matir? If the nekef is kemeitzi mashke only, and you pour the water through the nekef, so we have to understand it. So now we see that the smag applies to shurim, two kinds of shurim. A nekev kikenis mashke and a nekev kimeitzi mashke. Now, what is the significance of a nekev kikenis mashke? So that's the Gemara daf tzadikin in Shabbos. Gimul mide hey mides b'klicheres. So if in a klicheres is miyuchad l'mashke and it has a nekev kikenis mashke, so then it's not mikabotume. So ligabi nitilas yadayim, since you pour water. You don't pour ichlin l'tilas yadayim. So memele, it is determined by the aloches of a kli shemiyuchad l'mashke. That's the significance of kli kikenes mashke. But the smak says that even if the nekev is smaller than kikenes mashke, just like meitzi mashke, so you cannot use it l'tilas yadayim if you pour the water through the pear of the kele. So what's the significance of meitzi mashke l'kamei nitilas yadayim? The answer is, we see in mikvois that there are two kinds of chalishim kele. There is a chalishim kele klitashmish. And l'gabi kabolas tume, so the important thing is whether it's a functioning implement. So that's the importance l'gabi kabolas tume. L'gabi kabolas tume, so klimatres is mikabel tume even if it has no place kibbutz. Why? Because even though it doesn't have a biskibble, let's say a knife has no biskibble, but it still is an important vessel. It's a functioning. It has a functioning potential. So memele. So even ligabit lecheres, where kibble is necessary. So the kibble is necessary not per se, but the kibble adds certain value as a functioning vessel. But it's not the halishem kli kibul that is important ligabi kabbalas tume. It's the kli tashmish. So memele. So ligabi kabbalas tume. The question is whether it's a kli tashmish or not. Whether it's a kli tashmish choshuv or not. That's the main question. Ligabi shov. The question is not whether it's a kli tashmish choshuv, but the question is whether it's a kli kibul or not. So memele. The smak shiti is that ligabi nitilas yadayim can be possible in one of two ways. Either if it has a nekev that is mafkia kabbalas tumeh, so memele, if it's mafkia kabbalas tumeh, so it's not a kli tashmish choshuv. So that's the aloche. It has to be a kli choshuv nitilas yadayim. If it's not a kli choshuv, so it's not good. That doesn't mean that a paper cup cannot be used in Tilas Yadayim. A paper cup can also be used in Tilas Yadayim. Because the fact that it's worth little money, you can buy a few paper cups for a dime doesn't diminish the chshives of the kale. But in Tilas Yadayim, it has to have a certain chshives. If it has a nekev that is mafkia kabbalas tume, so that means that it has no chshives if it cannot be mikabel tume. But then, in order that it should be kosher in tilas yadayim, so the kele has to have a chalei shem kli kibul. Ligabi kabbalas tume, chalei shem kli kibul is not important. Chalei shem kli kibul. Only chshives. But ligabi in tilas yadayim, so besides chshives, there is a halacha that it has to be a kli kibul. If it's not a kli kibul, so memele, it's possible in tilas yadayim. So the mele, if a nekev, if there is a nekev kimeitzi zayis, I'm sorry, kimeitzi mashke, so can it be mikabe? Only if you plug it up with a rag. But suppose you don't plug it up with a rag, so no matter if you have, let's say, in the shalayim, or even in the deifen, but low in the deifen, I mean, not above the level of Kabbalah's revis. So the mele, if you have a small nekev, let's say here, here is the shalayim, and here is a small nekev, and up to here, it couldn't contain a revis. In order to contain a revis, it has to be up to here, it has to be filled up to here. But up to here, it will only contain half a revis. So if you have this kind of nekev, can you call it a clay kibble for a revis? It will leak out, but you plug it up with this mouth. So that doesn't mean that the kele by itself is a clay kibble for a revis. So since the kele by itself, without plugging it with the smart tooth, cannot be mikabel a revis, cannot contain a revis, so maybe it's possible in Tilas Yadayim. Possible. That's the reason as to why the smak says that even in Nekev Kimeitzi Zayis, so in Nekev Kimeitzi Zayis is possible in Tilas Yadayim. And that's the machleke between the smak and the Rosh. The Rosh is that the only kpeda in Tilas Yadayim is that it should have chshivas. So only a nekev that is matkiat kabbalas tume passes it in Tilas Yadayim. But there is no aloche that the clean Tilas Yadayim has to have a chalei shem clay kibul mayim of revis. There is no such aloche. The smak shita is that there are two prerequisites for a clean Tilas Yadayim. One is that it should be a kele choshev, and if it has a nekev that is matkiat the chshivas of the kele and is matkiat tume, so mele it's possible in Tilas Yadayim. And there is another aloche that it has to be a clay kibul. And if there is a nekev that negates kibul of a revis, so mele is possible in Tilas Yadayim. So mele, the smak shita is that we don't consider a kele that has a nekev high in the level, high in the defend, as a double kele. He doesn't say that. It's one kele. But that's only ligabi the question of Kabbalah Stume. So ligabi the question of the Kabbalah Stume, what is the important thing? Whether it's a clay tashmish or not, so we don't consider it as a double clay tashmish. It's one clay tashmish. Mashein kein ligabe. Mashein kein ligabe nitilas yodayim. Mashein kein ligabe mikve to paslet. Mashein kein ligabe the psul of shov. So shov does not depend upon clay tashmish. Shov depends exclusively and completely and the chalei shem klei kibul. In other words, if water entered the klei kibul, then it's mikabel, then it becomes shol. If it entered a kele that is not the klei kibul, it can have all the chshivas in the world. So it's not the klei kibul. That's the reason as to why, this is exactly the reason according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yesi, so if even a nekev mashu is machshu b'mayim, because a nekev mashu means that it cannot contain water, the water will leak out. So merely doesn't have a halishem likibu. Halishem likibu. So ligabe nitil sedayim, there is also a prerequisite that it should be a likibu. So if it has a small nekev, kimeitzi mashke, so it doesn't have a halishem likibu. If it doesn't have a halishem likibu, so merely it's possible in Tilas Yadayim. What kind of a klei kibul does it have to be? It has to be a klei kibul for a minimum of a revis. It doesn't have to be a klei kibul for 10 revis, for a luk. It has to be a klei kibul for a revis. So mele, this smak says, and the Kroy agrees with the chite, that if the nekev is only kimeitzi mashke, so then you cannot pour the water from the mouth. Because then the water goes through the whole kele. And above the nekev, it's not a miskibul. It's not a miskibul. And since the water goes through the whole kele, you pour it through the mouth. So mele, that means that you pour the water through that portion of the kele that is not a miskibul. So mele, it's possible. Mashein kein, if you pour it through the small nekev, food is more naked itself. So the mele, so as far as the chalishim pli tashmish is concerned, so the small naked for meitzi mashke is not even mafkia the chalishim pli tashmish. But what is it mafkia? It's mafkia the chalishim pli kibul. So it's only mafkia the chalishim pli kibul in respect to the upper portion of the kele. But in respect to the lower portion of the kele, it's not mafkia.